many of us are well too aware of the dangers of scrolling down, but as the subtitle suggests, she is going to be about the halachas of removing mezuzahs from your house when you move. Gemara Metzia Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph says, Tana Rabbanan Maska Bayis L'Chaveri Ala Seicher La'Aseis Le'Mezuzah. Someone rents a house to his friend. The tenant is the one who's obligated to put the mezuzahs up. Then the owner of the house doesn't have to provide them for him. As you know, a mezuzah is a chavis hadar. It's a chiv and the one who lives there. Never he has to buy the mezuzahs. The Mark continues, Ukshu yoytzei lo yitlana biyad v'yoytzei. When he leaves, meaning when he vacates the house and moves away to a different house, he may not take the mezuzahs along with him. The reason for this, the Rishonim give two different reasons. The Rav Haigan and the Shultes both say that, similar to we know the halacha by tzitzis, that you may not untie the tzitzis from a beged that they are tied onto, because you're being mevatel the tzitzis mimitzvasa. So too by a mezuzah, if you take the mezuzah off the door, you're being mevatel it from its mitzvah, and therefore you cannot take it down. According to this pshat in the halacha, we follow that just like by tzitzis, we know the halacha is matirin mibeged lebeged, you may untie the tzitzis from one beged if you're going to immediately tie them onto another beged. So too, by a mezuzah, you would take it down and immediately go on and fix it to the new house, you would be allowed to do that. And that seems to me that's the opinion of Taisin and Menachas as well, like the Shultes. However, Taisin, the Metzian of Kaval and Beis, says a different shot in this halacha, and that's where the danger comes in. He says, Leitlana v'yeitze, avagav de Amar Shmuel, de Matilim v'egel v'beged. Even though by tzitzis we know the halacha is you may take off the tzitzis of one beged to tie them onto another beged. However, by mezuzah, aser lefisha mazikin ba'en b'bayis she'en by mezuzah ukshenoitla k'ilu mazik oisan she'edur b'bayis. Taisa says that mazikim come to a house that doesn't have a mezuzah, and if you were to take the mezuzahs off, you're causing the mazikim to come and then damage the people that will then live in the house subsequently. And the Dark Yemesha says, according to this reasoning of Taisvis, even if you would go and put the mezuzahs up in your new house right away, it would not help for this issue of mazikim. That would be aser. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like this halacha and Simon Reish Tzadi Aleph and Yadea, the Chumra like both of these two reasons. There are Paskins that say that even b'diyavet, if one took down the mezuzahs either intentionally or he didn't know the halacha, he would be mechayev to go put the mecca to bavon this reason of tesis. A person can't find new ones to buy, and he wants to hit the old ones to be able to have mezuzahs. The Pesachei Tshuva brings from the Birkei Yosef that he would be allowed to rely on the sheet of the Gaonim that say that the issue is only if you're not going to put the mecca. He would be mailed to be a maker like that. However, the Aruch HaShulchan is mistabic about the Seter, even though Primi Gadim says, even Taisu would be masking in this case, the Aruch HaShulchan is mistabic about the Seter, and therefore should not be relied upon as a general halacha. And all this Isser is as well as, even if the incoming tenant or owner has his own mezuzahs, he's ready to put them up right away, there's a light plug, which brings down, there's no heter to take off your old ones, even if the mom is taken off, put them back on, he wouldn't necessarily have this issue of a bayish aim and mezuzah, mazik and ban. But loy plug, chum asert, in all instances, you're not remove the mezuzah from the house. If you're going to leave the house, then it's going to be left empty for a period of time. It seems to me it's a machlekes among the poskim if you would be allowed to remove the mezuzahs. In that case, the person should consult his rav.
A person can never change the mezuzah if it is?
From one door to another? So over there, I mean, you're talking about you're still living in the house.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have this issue of lay plug. I mean, over there, like we're saying, the only reason why you can't take it down in that case is really lay plug. That's only when you're moving.
There's
other. Of vatel mitzvasa. Vatel mitzvasa. And if you just take it down and put up a new one, if you wouldn't put the old one up somewhere else, you'd probably have that issue also. If you have a mezuzah that's written not the shame mitzvah, was written for a schooler, it wasn't in a on a doorpost that necessarily was mechayiv in mezuzah. The Sheva Levi is mitzadid to say that you would be able to take it down. So seems like it wasn't so clear if that would be the halacha l'maisa. Someone has mezuzahs that he borrowed for a few months from a gemach, and he's moving down, he has to take them down because they don't belong to him. I saw it then from Shmuel Vazner and Nizam Kralitz. I say that one would be obligated to go and buy new mezuzahs to put them up on the doors and to not have this issue of removing the mezuzah when he moves. I don't know if that's the general consensus among the Peskin. I'm just going to ask his Meir Hira.
I didn't understand. Can you repeat that, please?
They say that if a person has mezuzahs from Gemach, doesn't own the mezuzahs, and he has to take them down to return them because they're not his. So they say that he has to go and buy new ones to put up on the door before he moves. Today that he won't be over on this halacha of taking the mezuzahs off the Pesach before he leaves. So what are the heterim to take off mezuzahs? So the place can say that one may switch mezuzahs. Someone has, let's say, very mehudadik mezuzahs, very expensive mezuzahs, and he wants those dafka. So he may, when he's still living there, he may switch those for less expensive or less mehudadik mezuzahs, provided that they are the new set belongs to him. Also, he can't just take the mezuzahs from the incoming tenant and put it up for him. That would not be allowed. And it also has to be, like we said from the Shultis, it also has to be where he would affix the old mezuzahs to a new Pesach immediately to not have the issue of mevatel mitzvasa. And aside, the Peskim are unsure of whether one should make a bracha if he is switching mezuzahs like this in a case where he's then going to be moving and not going to be living in the house anymore. It seems that it's a suffix, and therefore I would assume the halacha would be not to make a bracha.
So then the new guy that moves in is stuck with his other guy's old, not touching mishmak mezuzahs.
So if the new person moves in, he's allowed to change the mezuzahs. He's allowed to take them off, put on his own, and then give them back to the first guy. But asking that, he's going to limit the mezuzah mitzvah.
How could you ever take down mezuzahs from a gemach and give them back to the gemach?
I mean, I guess in such a case, if they're not yours, they have to. They own it. Also, maybe they put up with that das in mind. It's also maybe you had to was put up with tonight like that.
Somebody's moving out, borrowing mezuzahs from the gemach, and those up.
It's an interesting question. I hear. Maybe. The well-known heter everyone knows is the heter of painting, that since the common practice is that when a new tenant, when a new owner is getting the house, they do paint over the interior of the house before they move in. So many Peskim say that one would be allowed, since he would have to take them off for the painting, so not to ruin the mezuzahs, he'd be allowed to take them off, and once he takes them off, he would not have to put them back on. However, I heard from my father that the mice, the Peskim nowadays are not so excited, not they're very reluctant to rely on this heter because many painters nowadays they don't take down the mezuzah, they just put painter's tape and they protect it very well, and you would not have to take them off before you paint, and therefore this heter may not be so viable. The person asks his rav if it's a gaya. So mice, they say with the
Yeah,
they'll come and look at the painters maybe. My son came to Biskarov and he was living in a little hut in Petach Tikva, and he was moving, and the owner was going to demolish the house. So he wanted to know if he's able to take down the mezuzahs. Biskarov told him that he was married back in Brisk. He lived in a house which was too damp for him to live, and he had to move. He had very, very mehudadik, expensive mezuzahs that he spent a long time getting, and he didn't want to leave them for the new tenant. But the new tenant wanted to leave his mother taking mezuzahs for him. He went to Reb Chaim, his father. Reb Chaim said, "We don't start out with mezuzahs. We don't start out with mezuzahs." So he told this person, "It's not kedai. Don't take them down." So what he did lemaisa was that he asked the owner to tell him when the demolition crew was coming. And once the tractor broke down the door and it wasn't mechayev mezuzah anymore, he went and he took back the mezuzahs.
Whose mezuzahs are they?
If they're taken down. Yeah, so we'll get to that. So this is all talking about when the incoming tenant or the owner of the house is a Jew. If the next renter is going to be a guy, then one may and should take down mezuzahs before he leaves, because we're afraid that the guy is going to disgrace the mezuzahs somehow, because that doesn't have any appreciation for them. and also an amichayv to protect from mazikim, and a person should take them down before he leaves. If a person is unsure of whether they will rent it to a guy, the person say that if he has a reason to assume that they may possibly rent to a guy, he can take them down. If a person...
So just putting it on the market, I'm willing to rent a guy, I can take them down.
If who's putting it on the market?
Someone's putting a house on the market. He's open to rent to anyone. At that point, it's...
In such a case, maybe you'd say you would have to wait to see who's going to be the renter. Right. I'm talking about if the owner of the house is a guy, or if he's going to rent it to a guy, then you should take him down. If the owner is a guy, even if you could assume it's in a very Jewish populated place, that he could assume that it will rent it to a guy... However, the Pesach Jewish brings to the Yai, that's that one should take them down because you don't know what the guy is going to do in between before he finds a new renter. Pesach can say, however, if a person knows that the incoming renter is he already rented it out to someone else, or he knows that a new person will be coming immediately after he leaves and with not really any time for the guy to do anything, then he should not take them down before he leaves. If the next tenant or owner is an irreligious Jew, then the place can say it depends on his level of observance. If a person is Michal Shabbos of Hesia, but he does have an appreciation for some mitzvahs, and we don't have a reason to assume that he'll be mevaz the mitzvahs in any sense, then one should not take them down. But if he's anti-religious, antagonistic towards the mitzvahs, then he should not leave them there because you have to be afraid that he will be mevaz the mitzvahs. And a similar note, Ramesh has a tshuva about someone who a guy requested a mezuzah from him, and this yid wanted to know if he's able to give him a mezuzah that's not written lishma, it was written just for a kameya or something like that. And Ramesha says that even such a thing, second written on paper, nali mevaze, you can't give it to a guy. And Ramesha adds that maybe contrary to popular thinking or belief that it's usher to steal the das of a guy, and therefore to trick him into thinking that he's getting the real thing, when you're just giving him one that's written for a kameh, or he's giving him an empty case, and he thinks this was inside, would be usur. There's an interesting connection to the Tarsha in this Inyan. The Pasuk says, Vayivez Esav Asa Bechayra. Esav disgraced the Bechayra. So the Das Keni Balayatesa says, Mikvar Ha'im Bevaza Esav. He means to say he had previously been being Bevaza the Bechayra, Val Kain locked the Yaakov Mimenu. And that's why Yaakov wanted to take the Bechayra away from Esav, because he was disgracing it. And he says, V'nimitz of a Sefer Yudah Chassid, Mikana Talameid, you learn from here, Shem Yesh Biyad Rasha Sefer Torah, a mitzvah acheres, a Rasha has in his possession Sefer Torah, or another mitzvah, like Mezuzah, Mutal Tzadik Lar Moisev Elitla Mimenu, a Tzadik would be allowed, and I assume he should, try to even trick the guy, the Rasha, into giving up the Sefer Torah or mitzvah in order to save from the disgrace. So I'm assuming in such a case, if the guy has a mezuzah and he's not handling it properly, he would be allowed to maybe trick him into thinking that he still has it, leave an empty case, such a thing like that. And there's another aspect in this Inyan, and that's the Chesha Mishpat side of it. The Pesachei Tshuva says that the halacha is, since we know that he has to leave the mezuzahs there, so they are part of the house, so the assumption is that they're included in the greater sale price of the house, and you will not the seller will not be able to come back and demand extra payment for that because it's a part of the house. However, I saw what it first says in Ramesha that if they're particularly expensive mezuzahs, then we wouldn't have this assumption, and he would have to pay for them separately. So, and if they do start talking about the price, the Beseza says that if the original tenant or owner wants that the second one should pay him for the mezuzahs, he says, Tuv Shishalom Lai. It's proper that he should pay him. But the sound like Beseza holds that he does not have to, he's not obligated him in Adin to pay him. He has to leave it there. It's part of the house. He doesn't have to pay him separately for that. However, the Ramah says that your Mechuv, the second tenant taking over, is Mechuv and would be obligated to pay for them. And that's the Ramesh passing like that, other places can pass like that, that's the halacha l'maaseh. However, he would not be obligated to pay necessarily the price of the mezuzah itself. It was a particularly expensive mezuzah. He would not have to pay any more than the general going rate for mezuzah, because the reason he has to pay is because he's gaining for the fact that he's not having to buy mezuzahs for himself, and that gain is only the value of mezuzahs in the store. He would not have to pay for those specific mezuzahs. And even if the person is refusing to pay, the Pesach can say that you would not be allowed to take them down. Ma'aseh d'halacha is you can't take them down, and he's not doing what he has to do, but would not give you a hatter to do that. And the Ma'aseh d'halacha is to point out that this Isser we're talking about taking mezuzahs is a very severe Isser, and it's very chamer, it shouldn't be mekel, shouldn't be mezalz unless Isser. The Gemara continues where it says that Ma'aseh there's a mice that a person he transgressed his Isser and he went, he took them down and he left. The cover ended up burying his wife and two children. You see that there's a big chamiris in this Isser that Chazal gave. Therefore, a person if has any shilas about it, you should make sure to ask Marira. You should not be quick to be makel. Hope I was able to cover most of the common shilas. And if there's other questions, I could. That's the rough. Yeah.